1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The largest healthcare strike in American history is underway. Tens of thousands of Kaiser Permanente workers have walked off the job. CBS's Jolene Kent reports.
At dawn, more than 75,000 workers at Kaiser Permanente walked out.
We're taking care of lives. You know, healthcare workers should be valued.
Joining her on the picket lines, pharmacists, respiratory therapists, optometrists, and other technicians. The union is asking for better working conditions and a $25 an hour minimum wage. Kaiser has offered $21 to $23 an hour. That's just above what fast food workers will soon make in California.
After House lawmakers voted out their speaker, Kevin McCarthy, President Biden says,
"More than anything, we need to change the poisonous atmosphere in Washington. You know, we have strong disagreements, but we need to stop seeing each other as enemies. We need to talk to one another, listen to one another, work with one another."
Congressman Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan are running for the position. CBS's Scott McFarlane heard from Republican New York Congressman Mike Lawler.
The interim speaker, North Carolina's Patrick McHenry, had no answers on the days ahead. The only certainty among most Republicans, their disdain for colleague Matt Gaetz, who led the charge to remove McCarthy.
I think it was deplorable. I think it was disgraceful. And he put his own petty personal grievances ahead of the country.
Gaetz continued to attack his colleagues.
Senator Dianne Feinstein's memorial service tomorrow will be still held outside San Francisco City Hall, but it's no longer open to the public due to security issues. The senator, who died last week at age 90, lied in state today. KCBS's Mike DeWall.
The flag-draped casket arrived at San Francisco City Hall by motorcade and was received by Mayor London Breed, flanked by an honor guard, city staff, and Feinstein's friends and family.
All uniformed personnel, present!
Inside, a string quartet provided the soundtrack. San Francisco leaders all paying their respects. One by one, mourners stepped up to the casket, like Carolyn McKenna.
She did so many great things for the city and the country. I just had to pay my respects.
Mike DeWald for CBS News, San Francisco.
The man accused of being the mastermind in rapper Tupac Shakur's 1996 murder appears in a Las Vegas courtroom on murder charges. CBS's Elise Preston was at the courthouse.
After Tupac Shakur's murder 27 years ago, the focus was on this Las Vegas courtroom as a handcuffed Dwayne Keefe D. Davis limped in, appearing before a judge and the world for the first time since the self-proclaimed gang member and drug kingpin was charged with Tupac's murder.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thoroughgood checks all the boxes. Their wear-anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thoroughgood at Boot Barn Work.
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real-life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 49. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. Partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 44. Low 50s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So today marks the 50th anniversary, and I don't want to mark this positively, because this has been horribly destructive for democracy, horribly destructive for working people. You know, every bit of the No Rights at Work agenda comes out of this one organization. They're called ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, brought up back in the 70s. It's one of those things that sprung out of the Heritage Foundation, you know, big money, you know, rich people going, hey, how do we save free enterprise, you know, from those unions and those workers and those people? Well, they created these institutions who come up with bad ideas. And every bad idea that's harmed working people, ALEC has been behind. So here to mark 50 years of harm, I've asked Vicki Harrison to come talk with us. Vicki is the director of Constitutional Convention and Protecting Dissent Programs at our good friends at Common Cause. Vicki, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
50 years of harm. I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around how much damage this organization has done over 50 years. And for the vast majority of those 50 years, nobody knew who they were. This has just been the last 10 or 15 years that people actually get an idea of who they are and how bad they are.
They're awful. And you're absolutely right, Rick. ALEC started 50 years ago. They celebrated their 50th anniversary in D.C. tonight with a gala at the National Portrait Gallery. And what ALEC has been doing for 50 years is creating really bad model policy laws that large corporations, big money donors, are pushing through. And then they meet with state legislators who then take these bad policies back to their states, pretend like it's something they came up with to help their community. And not only is it allowing these companies to make money, because there's a fiscal aspect to a lot of the bills. I mean, why else are you going to try to pass a bill? Why are you going to spend money? But they are serious threats to workers, our environment, racial justice, the vitality of our democracy. I say your listeners can think of any bad bill that has passed for the common good in the last 50 years, and it will have ALEC's fingerprints on it.
Yeah, give me a couple of examples. You know, here in my state of Pennsylvania, they were behind a bad, horrible unemployment destruction bill. They've been behind a lot of the destruction of prevailing wage laws. They've been behind it. But give us some examples so that maybe people have a tangible idea of what we're talking about.
Okay, so Rick, let's start with for workers. I mean, the big one, right to work. I mean, that is a model ALEC bill that they have pushed in nearly half of our states now. We've got this thing called the Paycheck Protection Act, which, again, many unions permit dues to be directly deducted from the paychecks, just the way insurance premiums are withheld. This model legislation would prohibit that.
Yeah, I love that name, though. I love that name.
All of them are like that, Rick.
I love the messaging behind it, though, because it's so not what it is. Because wage theft is still perfectly okay. They're not fighting against wage theft. In fact, you know, they're promoting, you know, committing wage theft. But paycheck protection is protecting you from, well, from your union fighting for better wages, hours, and conditions. It's really brilliant if you think about it.
Well, they do that all over the place. I mean, when we want to talk about, you know, protecting big polluters, they have the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act. Okay, wow, we want to make sure that our infrastructure is safe. No, that bill calls for increased penalties for civil disobedience.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 49. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. Partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 44. Low 50s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.